so much fun on a radio show.
Fun within prescribed limits.
Live from the Nashville Sports Radio Studios.
The government and parents everywhere, they tried to ban it.
This is the George Plaster Show.
He's a fine man.
He's a great broadcaster.
Brought to you by Bart Durham Injury Law. Call George now at 615-844-5600 and online at WNSR.com.
He's a very powerful guy.
And now, here's the man, the myth, the legend, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a typical summer afternoon. I don't know why I couldn't think of exactly how to say that, but a typical Wednesday in the middle of the summer. It's hot, not a lot of rain in the area, so that part is fairly normal. The rest of our world really is not. Let's check in up on the plateau. Say hello to Coach Watson Brown. Watson, how are you?
George, I'm doing good. We've had just had a good storm here. Got some big limbs down in the backyard.
Really?
So I've got a little work to do.
So pretty good amount of rain?
Yeah. Didn't last long.
Yeah.
10, 15 minutes, but strong, strong winds.
And mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
As you say, summertime in Tennessee.
Yeah. Let's find out if it's done anything to the north. Head up to Westmoreland, Tennessee. Terry McCormick, TitanInsider.com, joining us. Terry, how are you?
Doing pretty good, George. How are you?
I'm good. What's your weather situation?
Sunny and warm. That's kind of the MO here today.
No rain.
No rain today, no.
Okay. So, guys, here is one that you're going to be hearing about. And let me say this. It will be a topic that when Lee Fowler joins us, obviously, will come up. Stanford University, which has long boasted one of the most robust collections of varsity sports in the country, will cut 11 of its varsity programs at the conclusion of the 2021 academic year as it deals with the ongoing financial ramifications of the coronavirus. The 11 sports that will be discontinued are men's and women's fencing, field hockey, lightweight rowing, men's rowing, co-ed and women's sailing, squash. I had some squash a couple of days ago. Not bad. Synchronized swimming, men's volleyball, and wrestling. Coaches and athletes notified of the decision via a Zoom conference earlier today. Watson, let me start with you. That's a big old chunk.
Yeah. Does it say how much money is being saved or cut?
Keep going. I'm going to look for that.
Because that would be interesting to see exactly what that saves them. And the timing of it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, this is after 2021, right?
Yeah.
After the academic calendar year of 2021?
Here's what
so
I can...
So is that this spring?
Yeah, here's what I can...
Would that be the spring of 2021?
Yes. Watson, okay, here's one so thing there. It does say. Before the cuts to the 11 programs, the school estimated a best-case scenario of a $25 million deficit in the fiscal year and a cumulative shortfall of $70 million over the next 3 years. That's Zach with his new little toy there, the
good
money
day to
thing.
Have Lee on because he's dealt with this, as I have, so we can talk through it. But, wow, there's the first of the big boys.
You may be asking, Terry, about the Ivy League.
Yes.
I have no info. Nothing has really come out yet.
Nothing going on with Harvard, Princeton, and Yale.
Oh, I mean, I think it's going to, but as of yet today, they have not released anything that I've been able to find that says, okay, here's the decision. Give me a few minutes, that may change. But sort of the same story on, and I'm going to read my buddy Dave Foster over at Fox 17's tweet. Dave, if you're listening, congratulations. I am plagiarizing. Vote delayed by the TSSAA for high school football-girls soccer contingency plan. Executive Director Bernard Childress asking for people to wear masks, wash hands, maintain social distance for any chance of fall sports this year. Says COVID-19 numbers in Tennessee need to be down more. So basically what they have done is they have delayed the big vote. And that's about all I know.
And do you take that as a positive or a negative?
Ooh, I don't know what to take it as. Don't you think it's a little bit of a four-corner stall?
To delay it to say we can still start on time because they were starting practice this week. So that's not it. So that tells me if the numbers stay like they are, they may not even do anything in the fall. Am I reading that wrong?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're waiting for some answers from Governor Lee that may be helpful to them in their decision making. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I
hope I'm wrong.
I think that is what they're doing from what I read. They want to wait. They're trying to get Governor Lee to include high school sports the way that the college and pro ranks are in his latest declaration of emergency. I think that is what they're hoping to get a decision one way or the other there before they decide whether or not to go forward with the season and what plan they're going to go with.
Sort of a sad story here, and this is the first time I've seen quite the picture that I'm seeing through CBSSports.com. The new stadium where the Chargers and the Rams are supposed to play is right across the street from the LA Forum, where the Lakers used to play and where the Eagles concert that a lot of you saw on Sunday night with Vince Gill took place. Anyway, for the second time in less than 6 weeks, a worker has died while working on the construction site at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. The company that operates the site, Turner Akam Hunt, confirmed the death to the Los Angeles Times, and according to them, the man died Tuesday after showing signs of a health issue. Hate to hear that.
Yeah, it's not good.
Watson, did you see where the Ryder Cup has canceled for a year?
Yep. And you also saw where the Texas State Fair, that's the big, they have that right in the middle of the Oklahoma-Texas game, and they play it on the fairgrounds. That game's always played there. So they canceled the fair. They haven't the game yet, of course, but they canceled that. It's stuff's flying, it's falling everywhere, man.
Yeah. Terry, help me with this one. Because this is, I guess, the first team that has really come out to this level. Baltimore Ravens announcing today that the capacity at M&T Bank Stadium, which you have been to on several occasions, will be set to just seat 14,000, which is almost an 82% cut from the stadium's normal capacity of roughly 71,000. There's also a chance that fans won't be allowed to attend any Ravens games at all, but that decision hasn't been made yet. Before making a final decision on whether or not fans will be allowed to attend games, team president Dick Cass says that the Ravens will monitor protocols being developed by health experts, governmental officials, and the National Football League.
Yeah, I mean, looks like it's going to be at about 20% capacity if they're able to get fans in there at all. And I got a feeling they're not going to be the only, they may be the first, but they're not going to be the only team that's probably going to have to unveil some sort of similar plan.
Well, first of all, I think if I had to put a bet down, I would bet on zero more so than I would bet on 14,000. You agree with that?
Yeah, you may be right. You may very well be right.
But what this does give you is a little bit of insight into probably what the Titans will be forced to say at some point, which is, okay, Baltimore seats 71,000. The Titans Stadium seats a little over 69. So you can do the math and figure somewhere in the 13, 14,000 range looks like about the most that would be allowed in.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tricky. And it's also going to be, you know, I guess a question of, okay, who gets in and who doesn't? You know, because you know that all of these teams have way more than 13 or 14,000 season ticket holders. So it's going to be kind of a guessing game. I don't know if it'll be done by lottery. You know, it may be a situation, you know, if you think about it, if you're the Titans and you've got, you know, somebody really good coming to town, so you've got the Steelers or the Patriots or somebody that's a really big draw coming to town, I would think that those tickets would be at much more of a premium price and much more in demand, especially if you're at 20% capacity, than a game against the Jaguars or the Bengals.
I know what
you all do.
Go ahead, Watson.
Excuse me, George. Y'all realize that there was a game before August 30th, there'd be nobody in those stands. Our mandate right now from our governor is we can't have any function with over more than 50 people.
Which right now is, there is a preseason game, Terry, a home preseason game scheduled at the moment. And I say, you know, this is a really fluid situation because who knows where it's going. But yeah, there is a home game scheduled before then.
August 22nd against the Giants. That is the first, you know, because they've already cut the preseason in half, I think much to everyone's delight, you know, pandemic or not. And that game against the Giants is supposed to be now the preseason opener. And we'll see if it comes off with any fans in the stands. And I'm kind of with Watson right now. I would bet against it.
Well, Terry, let me ask you this. I know the Players Association has put out there that they don't think there should be any preseason games. If you were going to bet right now, better than 50-50 that there will be preseason games or less?
I'd say maybe just a little better than 50-50 that there will be preseason games. I mean, because I got to think that even though this is what the players are saying, they don't want it, I got to think that the coaches and the general managers who are having to make these roster decisions and get teams ready to play football for real in September, supposedly, I got to believe that those folks want to see at least what these players look like in game situations and going against somebody other than just the same people they go against in practice. And then for the other part of that is, who knows even what practice is going to look like, if they're going to be able to have very much contact there. Right now, I wouldn't think they would be able to.
A baseball note that I'm happy about, a guy I've known since he was about 15 years old, Sonny Gray, gets the opening day assignment for the Cincinnati Reds. Terry, getting out of New York was clearly the best thing that could happen for his career. And he went on to have a hell of a season last year with the Reds.
He did. He had a really good year for whatever reason. It didn't work out for him with the Yankees. And, you know, glad to see he could resurrect his career with the Reds.
It felt a little bit like the old Ed Whitson story.
Ed Whitson, yes. I wasn't going to mention that name, but since you did, yes, it did have a little bit of that to it.
Yeah. Sonny's going to do really well, and I'm happy for him. I think this is... Cincinnati is much more the environment he probably needs. You know, I wish it had been Atlanta, but good for the Reds that they were able to make a deal that would springboard him into their city. I'll tell you what, the Reds have got a chance to make some noise this year. They look like they are much improved. They're one of the teams that in a 60-game schedule If you're looking for dark horses who didn't get in the playoffs or even contend a year ago, Terry, I think the Reds are one of them.
I think you may be right. I think they're one of the teams that they've not been very good for a number of years, but they've had a pretty good offense over the last two or three years. And now I think with the the pitching being propped up and improved, Sonny Gray being one of those guys, I think they have a chance, especially in a short run of a 60-game season, to have a chance to maybe sniff the postseason for the first time in a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, let's tell people what we've got going. In theory, and there is nothing to suggest right now that it's not going to happen, when the MLS does play the one game that they're supposedly going to get in tonight, it'll be the first time that a professional sports league in our country has played a game since March. No NBA, no NHL, no Major League Baseball, no pro football. So the MLS, I'll be curious after tonight if the ratings are unusually high just simply by default, by the fact that there ain't anything else to watch, or at least not a lot. We've had some boxing. We've had some UFC. We've had some horse racing. And we've had some golf. But we have not had one of these leagues on the pro side stage a contest until tonight. So with that in mind, Julia Poe, who covers soccer for the Orlando Sentinel, is going to join us after the break. Then at 3 o'clock today, our buddy Lee Fowler, former NC State, former MTSU, former South Carolina Upstate Athletic Director, will join us, and we'll get to the very latest on the decision-making process of yes or no. Is college football going to start on time? So, let's go to our first break. You're listening to WNSR.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham, Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
This year, Lowe's is your home for the 4th. If you're celebrating at home with family, you're bound to have more laundry to do. And that weird sound your washer has been making? Well, now it's not making one at all. Lowe's has you covered with appliances up to 40% off, like a Samsung laundry pair with steam wash and steam sanitize plus dry for $6.28 each. Sure, your dryer works fine, but wouldn't a matching set in a champagne color look nicer? Discover what's possible. Download the app or shop now on Lowe's.com. Offers valid through 7-8 U.S. only.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
.223 is the time as we welcome all of you back. As we mentioned a couple of minutes ago, the MLS will go front and center stage tonight with one of the three games that was scheduled. But for the purposes of professional sports in our country, it's the first league that will have put a game on, gosh, since the middle of March. So with that in mind, we've asked Julia Poe, who covers soccer for the Orlando Sentinel, to join us. Julia, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be talking about the game tonight.
Well, tell me this. Obviously, up here, people are disappointed because Nashville is not going to be able to play this evening. What's the update on whether they're done or just done for tonight?
Well, you know, I think that's one of the things that the league is trying to weigh right now. That's why they haven't made their final announcement on that yet. But if you kind of look at the timeline of how this occurred with FC Dallas, they were kind of on that same timeline as far as when they got a bunch of positive tests coming back, and then their withdrawal came a few days later. So I think that it definitely is a high concern and, you know, something that we're going to have to wait to hear what the league finally decides, but it's just such a hard turnaround, you know? I mean, it's difficult when you have to quarantine these guys for so long to really get them all safe and then get them back out on the field and back up to match fitness that quickly.
So we know Nashville and Dallas had real problems. Anybody else that came close to having to bag it?
Not so far. Obviously, we're still a little bit early in our timeline, and I think that is kind of one of the issues, is that obviously a lot of us know now that COVID can incubate for, you know, 2 weeks. So having to kind of wait right now in these early weeks is one of the most difficult parts of watching a tournament like this kind of unfold. But so far as testing goes, there's been different teams that have had one or two players. There's been a few teams that have had their departures delayed. But so far, no one else has been in that situation yet. I think it'll be, like I said, unfolding as the rest of the teams get here and get settled. But most of the teams that are playing this first week are, at this point, locked in, and it looks like they're good to go.
You know this sport a lot better than I do. Tonight, when this thing airs all over the country on ESPN, do you think it gets monster numbers that almost by default, it's the only game in town, nobody's seen anything for God only knows how long? What do you expect?
Well, you know, I think that just reflecting on what happened for the NWSL, which is the Women's Soccer League, which was the first league to the first professional contact league to come back in the U.S. A couple weeks ago, when they came back, they aired their first game on CBS, and they smashed their previous record numbers of any broadcast that they've had before. So I think if you kind of look at that, look at the fact that they were able to pull over 500,000 viewers, and then you look at MLS, which is, you know, that league's been around longer. It's a local game here between Orlando and Miami. I definitely think that it's going to be a really, really huge night for soccer. And, you know, I think that's one of the things that helps MLS and the NWSL being positioned this early, is that it lets them kind of capture some of that attention, some of that excitement before the rest of the leagues that are a little bit better established, you know, step in.
Julia Poe is on the line with us, covers soccer for the Orlando Sentinel. Watson, what do you got for?
Julia, my first question would be, what is the protocol going to be if let's say they play in this first game and then right after it three or four kids test positive out of those two teams. Is it just the kids that test positive now will be out and they're going to let everybody else play? Does everybody else have to be retested immediately? What is the protocol when we do have tests after these games start?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the big questions here, and the biggest kind of purpose of the bubble is to make sure that you don't have cascading outbreaks, you know, between teams. So there's kind of been a separation of trying to delineate whether people are high risk or low risk as far as the contact they've had with a positive tester. So the entire team of a player or staff member who tests positive is considered to be in that high-risk group. That's why you see Dallas and Nashville, their entire teams had to quarantine when they had, you know, a few cases on the team. That's kind of considered to be the protocol there. That'll be slightly different for, in this scenario, that would be different for the team that they were playing. So if Inter Miami had a couple cases, but all of them were bench players, that would be a lot different than if all those players were on the pitch. So it really does depend on how much contact they come into, and that just goes back to contact tracing, you know, which we're obviously learning a lot about as a country right now. But I think you'll see them utilizing that contact tracing, and if they decide that certain players on an opposing team fall into that high-risk group, then yes, they will have to be quarantined. But it really is, there's a lot of different factors and variables that go into that delineation of high and low risk when it comes to the contact tracing.
It just seems to me, Julia, that if there's a game played, and let's say there's two players on the Orlando team that played in the game completely, I mean, there's contact with everybody out there. I mean, that's just soccer. That's the way it is. It seems to me what you're saying, they very well could take both teams and quarantine them for 2 weeks.
Right, exactly. And that's, you know, that's one of those variables where if that did happen and it was a player who was coming into contact with a majority of the opposing starting roster, then you'd have to quarantine all of those players that they came into contact with. So, and that's, again, why they're testing early and often with these guys. You know, you have to pass the test before you're able to be on the pitch tonight. And they're trying to do it as early and often as possible. But, you know, we've seen these inconsistent testing and inconclusive test results coming back for teams across the country. So obviously that's, you know, a huge concern. I'm definitely concerned, you know, just for the safety of the guys. You want to see them be okay, you know, and be able to go out there and do this. They're already on the ground. So just hoping that they're going to be able to get through it without any catastrophes happening.
And my last question, send it to you, Terry, would be, what are they letting you do tonight? What is the media? Are they letting some of you in? How's that going down?
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot different. I've never done anything like this before. I'm young, but I don't think most people have done anything like this before. A few of us are allowed to go in, but we're not going to be in a press box or anything like that. We'll be outside. We'll be super distanced from each other. We have to do a health screening, pass a temperature check before we're allowed to go in. We'll be in masks the entire time, which, let me tell you, Orlando humidity, that's going to be real fun tonight. Besides that, everything is mainly geared at trying to keep us as far away from each other. We're not going to have any face-to-face interviews with players or with coaches, which is probably the strangest thing from my perspective. I haven't seen any of these guys that I'm used to seeing every day. I haven't seen them in person, you know, since March. So that's been a little bit strange, but we do most things through Zoom, through phone calls. And they're trying to, you know, replicate as much of a normal game day procedure for the reporters that have been approved to go in as possible. But it's going to be very different.
Terry?
I guess my first question would be, as far as the scheduling, we know that some games have already been postponed, including the one involving Nashville SC, while those teams are quarantined and all. What is the MLS going to try and do to make sure that there's not a backlog of games while these teams are quarantined and things that may crop up at different times? That would seem to be a potential nightmare.
Right, yeah. That's, I think, personally, besides all of the safety issues, that's the biggest challenge of this tournament, right? Is just trying to figure out that schedule. Right now, it's really interesting, too, because the groups are starting to get uneven, and if there's more withdrawals, that's going to happen even more. Group A, which Orlando City is in, came into the tournament with more teams in that group than in any other group, and now as teams are starting to withdraw, I think we might even see a rearrangement of that and how those that group structure looks. So I think that's one of those things that they're trying to have to figure out on the fly, and I think that sometimes when these announcements take a little bit longer, it's because they're also trying to figure out, okay, what does this mean for rescheduling? Can we reschedule, et cetera? Because that starts to become a question the further and the deeper that you get into the tournament. So right now, not a lot of answers. A lot of it has been really wait and see, you know, as we're kind of waiting to see what the league comes up with as far as solutions.
And then as best you can tell, I don't know if you've had access or anything like that, but what is life going to be like inside the MLS bubble for players when they're not playing soccer?
Yeah, it's been interesting because there's been a lot of back and forth, and I can only speak to the guys that I cover. The Orlando City guys, like, are having a great time. I mean, you know, they're working very hard. They were doing two-a-day training sessions when they first got in, but there's been a lot of, like, playing volleyball in the pool during their downtime. They have a table tennis setup that has gotten apparently very competitive. They're playing a lot of PS4. A lot of the guys are big readers on the Orlando City team. So, you know, a lot of downtime. Most of the time they're trying to spare their legs, obviously, and try to make sure that they're resting and recuperating. But I think the big thing is that most of their free time is being spent. It's kind of regimented because they have to either be in their rooms or if they're in a public space, it has to be coordinated so that they're not making accidental contact with any other players. So it's not like they're out and about wandering in a hotel. It's very regimented. They're wearing masks whenever they're outside of their rooms. But, you know, they're still getting to enjoy some of the amenities that they're able to see. And for the most part, like I said, the guys that I cover, they're pretty content. You know, they're there to work, and they're enjoying the downtime, you know, being back together because they haven't, most of them haven't been able to see each other for months in this capacity since before the quarantine started.
George?
Julia, I'm going to ask a couple of dumb things to end this with, so bear with me. How close is the soccer bubble to the NBA bubble?
Oh, yeah, that's a question I've gotten a lot. It's not as close as people would expect. I don't think people realize how huge the Disney complex is. It's like miles apart. They're not close to each other. I mean, they are in the sense that they're in the Disney complex, but they're enough spaced apart. I know some people have asked me if, like, MLS players can bump into NBA players while they're walking around. No, they're not within walking distance of each other.
Here's the other thing I want to ask. Don't you think that over the next few days that the other pro sports are going to be watching what's going on where you are really close to try to see, okay, where do they seem to have their stuff together? Where can we learn from their mistakes? Don't you think there's a lot of that that's going to go on?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's kind of the interesting thing about having three major sports leagues restart so close to one another, you know, having the NBA and MLS here in Orlando and then having the WNBA over in at IMG Academy, which is very close to us, is that I think you're just seeing the leagues kind of learn from each other and figure out what's working. And I think, you know, there's definitely conversations behind the scenes of, you know, colleagues speaking to each other across the leagues. But I think you're also just seeing, you know, MLS was watching all of the European leagues and trying to figure out, okay, what's working for Bundesliga? How are they coming back? What worked for them? What didn't? So I think there's definitely going to be a lot of learning for basically everyone working in all of these leagues trying to see what works. And I think sometimes it can be a little hard to apply. Obviously, an MLB restart is going to look super different than MLS or NBA. But I definitely do think that being one of the first ones out, this is going to be a big learning curve for everyone involved.
Well, we're going to say a little MLS prayer tonight because all of us want to see sports come back, whether it's soccer, baseball, basketball, football, hockey. We need some sports. Julia, thank you for taking the time to come on and talk to us about it.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Julia Poe, Orlando Sentinel, covering soccer for that newspaper. So let me toss it at both of you all for a second. By default, are you going to watch tonight, Watson?
Yeah, I'll watch the start of it, and then it'll be how they keep my interest. But yeah, I'll watch the start of it for sure.
Yeah. Terry, I had made the decision that I was going to watch tonight. I'm curious to see how it's all going to work. I was going to be more curious for the 9:30 game involving Nashville. Do you think you turn it on?
Well, I hadn't. You know, I'm not a big soccer watcher, but...
And I am?
Yes.
Thank you.
But... I don't know. I may flip over there and see it for just a second or two. We'll see what it looks like.
Way to participate.
Sure.
Atta baby. Okay. So let me do this as we go to the break. We've got a segment where I'm just kind of curious. Number one, if you're out there listening, you're probably a sports fan. Are you likely to watch this tonight? Maybe by default? Maybe you're a soccer fan, maybe you aren't. And are you going to pay a little more attention to see if this is an indication of whether the other sports leagues can really make a go of this? I would love for two or three of you who are listening to jump on and get a little bit of feedback from you. 844-5600 is our number. Again, 844-5600. If you will hit the phones, we will get to you after the break. You're listening to WNSR.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick does it again, grabs his fourth win of the season, third career at Indianapolis. He goes back-to-back at that racetrack. Up next is Kentucky Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Like us at facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Download the WNSR app from your app store and take the George Plaster Show on the go from WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
I did a tad bit of show prep during the break. Now, don't think that that's going to be the beginning of a lot of this, but here goes. According to the industry analyst Nielsen, in other words, the group that does the ratings, ESPN attracted 36% more viewers this past season across all four of their single elimination MLS playoff matches on ESPN and ESPN2. They averaged 388,000 people tuning into this past year's postseason coverage. Now, that is not anything to write home about necessarily, but given the uniqueness of tonight, basically the first sporting event in one of these pro leagues that we've seen, I've asked the question, are you likely to tune in, even if it's by default? Tomorrow, I promise you, I'm going to try and find what kind of ratings this thing drew. Let's start up in Clarksville. Jamie, you're on WNSR at 2:45.
Hey there, George. How you doing?
I'm good.
Well, I'm gonna watch tonight, and I'm pretty interested in seeing how it goes. Soccer's been back kind of around the world for a little bit, and there's this guy. He's an American, and he's kind of dominating in the English Premier League. So I've been kind of keeping track of him, and that's been really interesting to see him doing well, where typically you don't see American soccer players play, and especially you don't see him flourish like he has been. So I'm excited to see what kind of talent we're working with in the MLS.
Okay, is this a 5 minutes at the beginning, or you intend to watch for a while?
I'm going to watch for a while. Now I'm not telling you if it's 0-0 come halftime, I don't know if I'm going to keep it on, but if it's entertaining, I can see a couple goals in the first half, I'm definitely going to watch all the way through.
That would help them. This is, Terry, a good litmus test for this league to try to show something.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, a lot of people who are sports starved and maybe wouldn't ordinarily tune in to a soccer game probably will give it a look just to whet their appetite a little bit, at least until the sports that they're more accustomed to return.
Jamie, let's see how long you spend tonight watching it, because I'm going to be kind of there with you. I will be there at the start. I want to see what kind of stuff they put out there. I also want to try to figure out what the info is on Nashville, because right now it's kind of sketchy. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, I'll let you know tomorrow how I enjoyed it, George.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 844-5600 is the number. You can see what it is I'm trying to do. I want to get a little bit of this is the first thing we've had on in a while, besides some pretty darn good UFC fighting, which I'll admit has taken a non-believer like me and has got me a lot more interested. There's been some boxing, been a lot of horse racing, but this is the first of the league game kind of stuff. So because of that, by default, is there a chance you tune it in tonight? 844-5600 is the number. Jake in Nashville, welcome in.
George, how we doing today?
Good. Hope you're good.
Yeah, all good, all good. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as your friend from Clarksville. You know, I'm only kind of, you know, recently getting into soccer a little bit now that Nashville's got a team, and you know, now that soccer in Nashville's starting to kind of take off a little bit, and you know, as much as I want to be interested, I can't make any promises to long term. I plan on watching right now because, you know, it is going to be interesting to see since they're one of the first American leagues to kind of get this restart process going. I'm interested to see how it kind of pans out. You know, I wish we'd be getting to watch Nashville play tonight, but you know, I think for now, just it'll be nice to have some sports back on. Like I said, I've never been the biggest soccer fan, but I'm interested to watch and kind of see what this, you know, new takeoff format seems like and how it kind of plays out.
So for you, is there any bit of, I want to compare the sports and do they really have a chance to make a go of this during this whole virus?
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's, you know, and like everybody knows, it's just kind of a fluid situation. You just kind of have to wait and see what happens. And yeah, since this is the first league to get up off the ground, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if they can do it, you know, and that might give you a better gauge about how an NBA or an MLB might be able to do it later on down the road. But, you know, it like I said, it will just be nice for now to just kind of have some sports and, you know, not have to think too far in the future about what could or could not play out in the next few months with sports. But yeah, I think this, you know, I think this restart, it will kind of just serve as a nice, you know, base kind of reading for how these other leagues might end up playing out.
Jake, good to hear from you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, George.
Watson, I promise you, the commissioners of these other leagues, they're probably guaranteed, ESPN's probably guaranteed that there will be at least 5 viewers because those commissioners are going to be watching to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, and what's interesting is, of course, the ones that are starting early, and these are the team sports. We've had other sports, but the team sports, these are the ones that are all quarantined. Then we're going to get into the sports that aren't. And, of course, these are the sports that are ending their year, so they don't have to play as long. But then, once we finish that, then we get into the footballs and college and professional. And they're not quarantined. And baseball's not. So when baseball gets there, they're going to be quarantined, but they're in their city and traveling to other places. So the other thing interesting to me that I want to watch a little bit tonight, not hold my interest long, how is it going to be to sit there and watch a team sport without fans? That's going to be, this is the first time to me I've seen that. So I'm anxious to see what goes down with that.
It's funny you bring that up because I was about to ask that question. Terry, I'm going to start it with you. We've seen enough boxing matches now, ESPN every Tuesday and Thursday. We've had some huge UFC cards that Dana White has put together without fans. We've had golf without fans. Have we seen enough that the weirdness is starting to go away?
No, I don't think so. And here's why, because I think we've not seen, unless you watch European soccer or something like that, we've not seen a lot of team sports without the fans involved. You know, it's different. You know, you can kind of watch a golf match with no fans in the gallery, and it doesn't really change it that much, at least in my mind. But one of the big things, especially in maybe soccer as much or more than any other sport, is the crowd is really, you know, an impetus, I guess you would say, to you know, what's going on.
Oh, absolutely.
The atmosphere, you know, maybe, like I said, maybe more than any other team sport out there. And so it's going to be really weird to see soccer without fans.
Would y'all prefer, like, what the English Premier, what they're doing, where they're pumping in crowd noise, even though there isn't a crowd?
Oh, I think it's hokey.
I agree.
I mean, you all tell me, what do you think?
I think that's real. No, I don't like that at all. I have not enjoyed NASCAR. without fans. That's the one sport that I've watched that I haven't watched much since then, because the fans yelling and screaming as those cars go by and everything is such a, the infields, everything is such a piece of NASCAR. Momentum in team sports, guys, is so big, and fans have a lot to do with that.
Sure they do.
A lot of times. And to not have that, then these guys are going to start their own momentum, seeing them high-fiving and jumping, and there's nobody there with them. I'm just anxious to watch that, because this is really the first true time with a team sport we get to. I hadn't seen any women's soccer, so that I wouldn't know.
Terry, the other one, I'd be curious. I want a quick answer because I got to go to a break in a second. What about the cardboard fans in the stands?
I like what the Oakland A's are doing. They're, or maybe it's the San Francisco Giants. One of the two, they're offering you season ticket holders the option to put their own image there in their seat. And then they said if a ball hits it during the game, they will send you the ball.
Shouldn't have any trouble retrieving it.
No, you're right.
Okay, we'll wrap up hour number one, sort of check the ticker, see if anything late has developed here on WNSR.
Blair, what about my medical bills?
They'll all be taken care of through the settlement.
What about me?
You worry about getting better. Do what your doctor tells you. We'll take care of the rest.
What a relief.
Mark Durham Injury Law, 615-242-9000.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-478-0480.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we held goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Thinking about buying a home or refinancing? Lori Burnett Leland at MortgageLadyUSA.com can help. Listen to what other folks are saying about their experience. John in Birmingham says, quote, Lori helped me walk through each stage of the loan process and ensured I was comfortable with every step we made. She shared her wealth of knowledge and fielded all of my questions regarding my very first home purchase. She's the best. With the power of USA Lending behind her and over 50 different bank options, Lori Burnett Leland wants to be your mortgage lady. Call her today at 615-969-4350 or visit MortgageLadyUSA.com. Equal housing opportunity, One Vantage Way, Nashville, Tennessee, NMLS number 1088591 and 45370. Licensed in Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
No, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at @GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Okay, when we come back to start the second hour of the show, our buddy Lee Fowler, who is as wired to all these commissioners and decision makers as it can get, will join us, and we will pose the question that we have been posing for weeks. Is college football going to start in September? 6 weeks ago, we all thought it was a slam dunk. Today, not many of us think so. But Lee's answers will carry a lot more weight, and he will join us after the break.